The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good evening, Bahamas. Welcome to Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us on this blessed Sunday afternoon. I hope that everybody is having a fantastic day, or who cooked today? Because I sure didn't. But anyhow, nevertheless, it's a pleasure to have you guys with us. Now, I do have my guest for this evening, who is no other than Pastor. Well, I would say he is actually one of the longest pastor here in the Bahamas, the first, the oldest pastor, one that I respect, love, and cherish very, very much. He is no other than Pastor Exante Chirilus. It is so, so nice to finally have you on the show. Communauté haïtienne, bonsoir. Tout auditeur, auditrice qui fréquente sur Guardian 96.9 FM. Ça, c'est émission On nous parler ensemble avec animatrice communauté haïtienne. C'est un plaisir lié pour moi, là avec nous, avec Show On nous, qui nous connaît, qui fête chaque dimanche à 6h30. Pour 8 ans. C'est là nous y est. Nous avons un pasteur nous qui est avec nous et Bambay, salue nous.
Merci, ladies. Oui, saluer donc la communauté haïtienne à large. Et nous disons bon Dieu merci et nous remercions, ladies, de ce que nous permettons que donc, je vous dis finalement.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Listen, I'm tellement content de school parce que ma pense me dit oh, pasteur pourquoi venir dans l'émission? Ça tellement te bon problème, c'est ça que fait l'aime dit on autre. Je me dis fuck ou venir parce que l'émission ça c'est émission toute communauté haïtienne net et tout pasteur qui est en compte ça c'est émission pour tout pasteur, tout monde qui gagne un bagage qu'a fait, c'est émission en nous pour nous venir pour nous parler, pour nous dialoguer ensemble, pour nous faire petit plaisir nous ensemble. It is your show. So I want to ask you this evening, right? Because I know you one of the longest pastor. How long have you been in the ministry?
And for 51 years.
You would actually be the oldest pastor. Tell me something. Have you ever been the president of the Pastor League Association?
Well, I am a founder, and also I'm the former president of the League of the Pastor here.
Really, Pastor? When were you the pastor's president, the League Pastor Association president? How long was that?
I was there for 8 years.
Oh, really?
I am the founder.
Yeah, you because, are the founder.
This is my vision.
Right.
But in the meantime, I never intend to be the president.
Right.
Because, too much headache. You know, but, in the last time, when I see the Pastor Dr. Sherimé was the president, his time is finished. And he leave the league, and he said, hey, Pastor, that's your vision. You have to make sure.
Yeah.
Take the association, in your responsibility as
right.
a president.
As the founder of the Pastor League Association, right, what is the responsibility of the Pastor League president?
Well, our vision is to make sure we have a good fellowship together, and also working for the good for the community, and put the pastors together, and also make sure to work for the community, and receive the donations. From the community, bring that to the government, Bahamas government,
mm-hmm.
and to make sure, you know, some abuse in the past not repeat or return at this community.
Right.
And also visit the prison, you know, and also the camp where they put the Haitian illegal. Detention center.
Mm-hmm.
And to work with the prisoners and participate at the deportation.
Right.
You know, the Haitian.
They are actually the Pastor League president responsibilities.
Oh, yes. You know, in my era, when the immigration and prepare to make to deport the Haitian mm-hmm. in Haiti,
mm-hmm.
they have to make sure to call me.
Right.
And also, if they make the deportation at the boat,
right,
I have to present.
Right.
To make sure to present.
Right.
And also to see the condition, and to pray for them before the boat gone.
Oh, wow.
And also at the airport, also when they start, working at to use the aircraft,
right,
to send them Haiti, you know,
you have to be present.
I have to be present, and also
very heavy and a lot of headaches,
and also make sure they treat them very good at the aircraft.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Est-ce qu'on ka tradi sa pou mwen nan kriol?
Mais oui.
Nous gagnons parce que Chérilis qui est là avec nous, qui comme si faut, tout le monde connaît, tout pasteur c'est papa, mais je vais vous plus. Parce que Chérilis c'est une autre, c'est quelqu'un qui a dit qu'il m'a aimé et un monde qui m'a respecté, qui a fait bon travail dans la communauté et qui aime la communauté. Et raison ça fait me fait venir là, et parce que on dit qu'on s'est moué pour. Pas jamais venir dans émission qui paye, émission qui là pour communauté haïtienne. Je suis tellement content de ce qu'il a là avec. Et est-ce qu'on a dit nos responsabilités, comment qui en charge Ligue Pasteur Association, qui responsabilité? Parce que dit ça en anglais, pour nous connaître un peu tout qui tendait émission en créole, si nous voulons faire traduire en créole pour qu'on comprenne ça dire.
Well, merci Redity. Moi content pour que moi là je dis. Et puis, je remercie de ce que vous avez une invitation spéciale.
Mm-hmm.
Et merci pour tout mot et d'encouragement au moi. Et merci de ce que vous remet moi. Et moi remet tout.
I know.
Écoute, Ligue Pasteur a une ample responsabilité.
Right.
Et l'année où tu as commencé avec Ligue Pasteur en tant que fondateur,
mm-hmm.
et pas pour qu'on gagne qui a non côté pour y mettre donc haïtien tout le monde c'est foxy le qu'on voyait.
Wow.
Et gagne donc quelques petites chambres qui qu'on prend au moins qui t'a doué prend et donc 20 monde y mettait 400 monde là-dedans. Mm-hmm. Et ça t'est fait mal parce que non tant ça pas de gagne trop pasteur ici.
Mm-hmm.
Mais cependant donc moi t'es prend responsabilité ça. Pour que moi t'ai allé dans prison deux fois par semaine et pasteur Will et Joseph t'ai venu joindre nous et après pasteur Chéré m'était venu joindre.
Excusez-moi pasteur changer ça veut dire. Est-ce que du why ou t'es connait dans prison deux fois par semaine?
Oui.
Est-ce que nous ou qu'on a un problème moi gagne avec communauté haïtienne? C'est parce que les pasteurs a fait bon travail ou pas jamais dit ça.
Well.
Pour yo même gagne des monde qui a critiqué Ligue Pasteur Association président qui dit yo pas qu'on fait rien yo pas ouais ça pasteur fait et ça c'est un magaille tout Jean nous t'ai réuni notre jour avec ambassade haïtien me voulait dire félicitations tout pour travail qu'a fait bout gagne dans communauté haïtien qui dit yo pas ouais travail à faire mais fait travail et c'est ça que fait m'a encourager ni nous on pas connait moun nan ki en charge qu'on y a m'koisé the New Pastor League Association Pastor Laos, right, he was on the show before. M'a encourager m'a dit ça parce que c'est eux même qui founder ça c'est un magay tout pour nous reconnaître pour nous faire les gain un travail n'a faire s'il vous plaît nous doit gain une page côté nous mettre tout travail n'a faire.
Bon.
Pourquoi ça son bagay qui est vraiment important? Mm-hmm. Parce que vraiment, il y a des gens qui aiment faire travail ou pas vle pour moun konnen parce que c'est travail bon Dieu a fait. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Vous pas vle pour dire, ok, sur fond photo ou sur mette idée ou à mon abdi, c'est jolé wa fè ou konnen boutay ap se jolé pou di tellement important lò ap fè travay la pou moun konnen se wa fè parce que si moun nan pa wè la pense ou pa fè rien j'on di la deux fois par jour nou gen pou nan prison
deux fois par jour deux fois par semaine
deux fois par semaine excusez moi pou nan prison pa m pa konnen ça
ah oui et donc et femme dit très bien lè nou al nan prison et ça c'est ça fait que fait mal
right.
Là regardez condition moun yo tu kon vivre en haut dans Foxhill et maintenant donc qui ça que nous fait parce que gen ti moun nan prison en tout donc fait sur nous pote rad nous pote pampeuse
wow,
nous
pote
manger et puis et gen condition nous kon rive en haut gen donc zanmi nou yo nous kon wè yo yo kon mande nou pou nou gen souliye donc rad lè nou pote tout sa nou pote yo fin pase parce que nou menm yo ban nou dwa pou nou distribye yo nou menm
right
et bien m'a dit clair donc parfois m kon soti en haut Fox Hill pied à terre m kon soti en haut pied à terre mwen bay souliye nan prison
Wow.
Mwen soti en haut avec chemisette seulement parce que m'étais que mwen entre dans machine mwen et puis donc parce que j'étais nan temps ça j'étais réellement respecté nous en haut
right.
Là yo konnen n'ap vini yo préparé prisonnier yo et puis pour que donc yo tann
nous recevra yo
donc mwen kwè que par exemple que même le batte président en 2023 des gain missionnaires qui viennent ici viennent visiter nous donc ça veut dire que nous fait sur nous porter de l'eau nous porter tout
Les
ça
que c'est pas Jean-Paul Charles qui était
il était en charge mais cependant moi toujours été donc
founder toujours là
en tant que fondateur j'ai participé dans toute
yes,
bataille
yes, yes, voyez yes, yes, yes.
Donc so et non aidé et moun yo te content pour que yo wè la façon que nous donc encourager donc prison c'est job moi et lorsque donc ça veut dire que nous te wè situation donc haïtien yo en watou nous wè donc des gain youab
yeah youab is very good
docteur Antoine docteur Antoine donc association te travaille en collaboration
yes,
avec youab
yes,
donc ça veut dire que et tout programme donc social nous faisons ensemble par exemple que pour nous rencontrer donc premier ministre donc ça veut dire que nous ensemble pour faire donc ça veut dire que une série de bagages social prison donc nous travaillons ensemble et donc par conséquent donc et les par exemple que gagne kay qui prend du fait et qu'on est pas quand à Bakou toute journée qu'à prend du fait
right.
Il faut que donc association présent dans tout gros événement ça et donc les par exemple que donc immigration donc parler donc nous convoquer immigration pour nous dire ça pas qu'à fait.
Right.
Et nous fait gros réunion donc temps meeting avec immigration par exemple que plusieurs donc dans ministre qui t'est passé.
Can I ask you something because I know you are well respected in both communities.
Thank you.
How many government have you passed as being the pastor in your time for the 51 years?
For here?
Yeah, have you ever met Sir Lyndon Penley?
Yes.
You
I'm
did?
The one invited him to go to the international crusade we had at Joe Farrington.
Really?
I invited him.
What year was that?
2000. No. 94, 90, the first crusade in Joe Farrington, that was in 96.
In the early 90s.
Yeah. So.
And you met him.
Yeah, met him and
what
said
what kind of person was he?
He's a calm person.
Was very calm.
Yeah.
A great leader.
Yeah. When I was sitting with him, he gave me the story for the Haitian.
Right.
And also Bahamian, how, you know, the Haitian people is the one who we start the defense force here.
Yes.
You know, and
he loved people.
Yeah. you know.
He was very calm.
He was. He take time.
Right.
When he talk, he take time, like me. Mm-hmm. he's not too fast.
No.
You know? So I think I met him. And also, I was inviting at the international cruise.
Wow, in the early coming.
90s. Yeah, he was coming. So, and bring greetings and courage. He's the first one who was recognized
mm-hmm.
the our international crusade.
Wow.
At the estate.
I'm so touched to hear those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
That is
and
good.
Also, you know, after sailing,
mm-hmm.
we met Ingram.
Mm.
Everybody say, yeah, man, Ingram is your brother. You know, when I work at in Bay Street or at the airport, right. Call me Ingram. You know, so he was one of our friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk. You know, at the time he was there, he's not able to come in to the right. international cruise, mm-hmm. but he was sending Frank Watson.
Oh, he sent Frank Watson.
As a deputy.
Yeah, he was the
prime minister
back then. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And also, and we met, sit with Perry Christie.
Right.
Perry Christie was at the cruise.
You sat with everyone.
You know?
Literally.
And after Perry Christie, now Prime Minister Brave Davis.
Right.
So,
you sat with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you you've been in the ministry for 51 years, what challenges have you faced being in the ministry, being a pastor? Have you faced any challenges?
My dear, work with human is never easy.
Mm-hmm.
Too many, I'm not able to count them. But God, I'm not forced to be a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I receive a call.
God had a calling on your life.
You know.
You have touched and helped a lot your years.
Yes. And, you know, I was baptized, plenty of people. Marriage, plenty of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plant plenty churches.
Right.
Because in Marshaba, we have three churches.
Mm-hmm.
We have one in Treasure Key, one in Marshaba, one in Hopetown.
Right. And yeah. I understand that you have a crusade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today.
No, that's really, yeah, today. We mm-hmm. start today.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. We start today and until...
what time does it start?
And 7:30.
Okay.
Tonight,
okay.
You know.
7:30 tonight.
Yeah, and also we will be closing on the 6th.
On the 6th
at 3:30.
October.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are you mm-hmm. celebrating the church anniversary or just...
Church anniversary.
Okay, the church anniversary is starting mm-hmm. today. So everybody who don't have somewhere to go worship, they are welcome.
And you are?
And I am definitely welcome to come.
Thank you.
Definitely.
That's your father's house.
Yes, it is. It is my father's house, and I'm welcome to come. What can you tell the young pastors now that look up to you? What advice can you give to them? The ones that comes after you, the ones that I know you help.
And, I have a school, Bible school
mm-hmm.
at the church. We always ask, you know, for graduation, you know. And, you know, anyone on 21st century
mm-hmm.
who want to be a pastor, you have to make sure go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you might go into the school, but not God not calling you as a pastor.
Right.
So it's good to go to for the knowledge and wait for God calling. Because, you know, to be a pastor, that asks a lot of sacrifice.
God's calling have to be over your life.
Yeah.
In order to be a
you
pastor.
Know, if God calling you, he preparing you, he make a provision. And because you need the wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You need, you have to be, you have to get a good testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you have to know the word of God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To be that. But you are you saying to the pastors now that that's your junior pastors to just, you know, continue doing the work of God and be patient with the people?
Yes. You have to be, first of all, you have to have a good testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you start working, wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And be patient.
Okay, we got that young girl woman. I'm gonna recap it back. Question demandé pasteur et est-ce que t'es jamais rencontré Selinden Penling, c'est lui-même qui était premier ministre pour Nassau Bahamas et demandé pasteur chez Lisa parce que je connais non ministère à longtemps. So il recevra en pile monde gouvernement, en pile diplomate. So me demandé est-ce qu'il connaît est-ce que tu connais Selinden Penling et il dit oui vraiment il c'est lui-même qui était premier invité dans course tout à fait c'est pas vrai
oui
in the early 90s yeah quand ça veut dire
yeah 90. The crusade was started in 96
you know 97 so il dit comme ça vraiment c'est lui rencontré en pile ex premier ministre en pile gouvernement il chita avec en pile et puis fait travail communauté a il doit rencontrer parce que lui même seul pas qu'à faire la fini parler pour communauté haïtienne ça c'est recap ça dit après ça qu'on a demandé et des pasteurs me dit qui conseille qui cabaille jeune pasteur ou ca répondre ça en créole pour moi
well pour jeune pasteur ça mandé c'est pour y reconnaître que c'est un gros travail et c'est un engagement.
Mm-hmm.
Et donc, il faut le prendre devant Dieu et devant la société. Premièrement, il faut que yo étudie la parole.
Mm-hmm.
Vous avez fini de graduer donc dans un séminaire, mais cependant, bon Dieu parle pour pasteur. Il
mm-hmm.
doit avoir une connaissance théologique ou ou capable donc venir un évangéliste, un administrateur, un professeur.
Mm-hmm.
Mais bon Dieu parle pour pasteur. Et automatiquement vous allez engager tête parce que vous étudiez, vous allez engager tête pour pasteur sans qu'on pas recevoir l'appel de Dieu, eh bien vous avez subi échec. Par conséquent, nous toujours encourager jeunes pasteurs pour vous préparer yo pour avec théologiquement et puis donc pour attendre l'appel de Dieu. Et le obtenir l'appel de Dieu qu'on y a bon Dieu relé non seulement il relé mais il fait provision pour
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Et lorsqu'il fait provision ça veut dire que c'est un soldat qui peut aller dans l'armée qui peut aller dans la guerre
mm-hmm.
Donc ça veut dire qu'on a besoin bien équipé et spirituellement donc théologiquement et même intellectuellement ouais il faut que donc ça veut dire ou fait sûr que ou bien équipé.
OK, and l'école si on connaît grand pile jeune capitaine de ça dans communauté haïtienne, si on a ta intéressé pour venir en pasteur l'école là côté gagne l'école ici ou il gagne pour aller pour cours aux États-Unis.
Non, et porte la louvre ici. Porte la louvre ici, nous gagnons l'école et théologie donc dans l'église là dans Palm Beach Street.
Mm-hmm.
Et l'école ça nous déjà sous 5e graduation.
OK, that's your school.
Oui, donc il faut s'ouvre les venir.
Faut
la l'ouvrir, passer pour une application. Mais cependant, faut préparer au passer 4 ans.
Mm. It's 4 years.
4 years parce qu'il faut bien équiper.
Mm-hmm.
Nous pas vous au conseil dehors. Il faut qu'on connaisse la parole.
Yeah,
faut et là, on finit arriver, donc comme pasteur, il faut gagner en pile patience. Il faut qu'on ait un bon témoignage. Et non seulement un bon témoignage, il faut gagner patience, il faut que vous gagniez l'amour tout. Parce que vous pouvez faire face avec plusieurs gens de monde dans la congrégation.
C'est vrai.
Et ou pas seulement venir au pasteur pour yon l'église, mais venir pour servir la communauté. Et ça fait un pile monde, donc ça veut dire un pile monde, il n'y a pas qu'on est. Et yon pas même dans l'église, yon est le pasteur.
Tout le monde appelle le pasteur. Ouais. Like I said, you've been the longest in the ministry. So, c'est ou même un pile monde reconnaît. Est-ce que vous comprenez? Parce que vous êtes en connaît, c'est vous-même qui êtes là avant, vous-même qui l'avez pour un pile temps. So, of course, c'est apprécié. So, il y a toujours le comme pasteur pour travailler à faire pour la communauté haïtienne. Pour un pile monde apprécie ça. Mais l'entend de ça, ça a vraiment, vraiment touché. Et il m'a parlé back pour me dire, et pasteur, vous travaillez. C'est pas vrai?
Oui.
Pasteur, vous travaillez pour la communauté haïtienne, vous travaillez pour le peuple. Et dans pile fois, on dit pas que pas fait rien, il pas travail, c'est l'église, vous comprenez?
Mais qu'il y a une autre petite bagaille que vous ne connaissez pas encore. Par exemple, que les nous avons visité Fox Hill, nous voyons la façon que vous traitez mon situation. Donc, jouons avec le gouvernement pour que nous te dire que vous pas qu'à traiter haïtien comme ça. Vous pas criminel. C'est mon cap chercher la vie meilleure.
Donc, so, ça veut dire que nous toujours camper pour la communauté haïtienne.
Ça veut dire que Yoram, Dr. Antoine, moi-même, et donc ça veut dire que. Parce qu'il était là, et puis donc, nous jouons avec le gouvernement. Nous disons que donc, nous, ça lit trop. Et puis finalement, donc, il était venu prendre une décision pour que vous retirez haïtien au Fox Hill pour vous mettre en. Detention center.
So, oh, vraiment?
Oui, nous te bataille pour ça.
C'est nous même qui te fait nous ça, c'est ça que fait au territoire mon fonctionnaire.
Nous te bataille pour ça.
Wow, en plus monde pas.
Ah, nous te bataille pour ça.
Quand c'est ça que fait te fait côté qui le detention center
oui.
Qui c'est comme non.
Oui. Et oui, et donc ça veut dire que qui était là donc pasteur docteur Antoine a ba ou même record là. Et pasteur Chérémé, en bas ou même record. Pasteur Antoine et pasteur Wilney, en bas ou même rapport. Parce que, donc, ça qui est important, donc, quand on est là, on travaille pour la communauté. Et comme vous avez dit tout à l'heure, là, donc, quand vous avez dit ça, donc, avec l'ambassade, donc, tu as fait, donc, très souvent, Nous pas fait et bruit avec Bakayo. Et c'est ça me dit donc nouveau président Konya parce que Laos faire sur tout ça qui fait pour que lui rentrer dans rapport.
Oui.
Parce que il est vrai que tout bagaille qu'on rentre dans rapport mais on connaît donc t'es content tout. Spécialement sous leadership, hein? Les gens radio, je dis, donc populaire.
Ils pas populaire comme ça.
Gens télévision populaire pour Haïtien, ils pas même bien.
We're gonna take a break, guys. We will be right back after this break. Pause, n'a pas tourné encore. You are still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together, Community Haïtien. Vous êtes la branche.
Seye, et puis Chita, s'il vous plaît. Y'a prélé pour radiographie. Tale. C'est ça qui fait relé, Saltan. Ou pas gen problème dans Fortress Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultats. Ça veut dire, entrée, sortie. Si test depuis stage, moutre écran, radiologue nous, car on dit alternatif, test depuis ça. Kounya la même. Ou bien, relez-nous dans 328-81-57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien relez-nous dans 328-81-57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, Image à Grosvenor, ou bien visitez location nous, Kamakelod, Chaudia.
Thomas, are you ready?
Keep the vibe alive, music group, along with Alpha Sounds presents
the best of the best, Reagan Straight Hype Explosion Reloaded. This is the biggest one-day All Bohemian concert of the year. Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby, Mama D, Sanshaw, Shine 242, The Falcons, and more. Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack locations. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Skypods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Mass. Break in, scrape, explosion, reloaded.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an x-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
The Nassau Guardian has delivered news and views that matter since 1844. Now, the Nassau Guardian app is available at your fingertips. Download it at Google Play or the App Store. Get the best in news and commentary from the most trusted newspaper in the country with the Nassau Guardian app.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what's happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio. Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
You are back to Let's Talk Together with your host, Lady T, Guardian 96.9 FM with Fresh News, Smart Talk. Et bienvenue tout auditeur, auditrice qui fait brancher qu'on y a parlé une émission à nous parler ensemble avec animatrice communauté haïtienne Lady T ak mwen guest moi qui c'est Pasteur Chérilis qui là avec nous et gros bagay dans communauté a pasteur nous qui là longtemps il vient nous font ti dialogue avec m'après-midi a là vient nous faire édiquer des en pile bagay c'est ça veut dire bien content Pasteur, you were talking about the you know I told you to pause because we went on a break. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the older days. For some reason I enjoy hearing about the older days. I don't know why, but I love it. You were saying a long time it wasn't, no, you know, that much radio stations and, you know, televisions and so on and so forth.
There is no even telephone.
Mm-hmm.
To talk to your family in Haiti, you have to go to downtown and to go to the boat and pay the money. And they call Haiti.
Really?
You go into the boat and they call Haiti. Number one or number two.
Oh, that's how it was back in the days?
You don't know that?
No.
Anupale.
Yeah, but that's why it says, let's talk together, Anupale and so. I didn't know that. I had no clue.
Oh, we.
My producer and all is even shocked because I'm sure he didn't know. Like, you knew that? Huh? No, you didn't. He didn't know. So you said back in the days you would have to go on the boat.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Downtown.
And the Haitians would have to pick numbers.
Yeah. Yes.
In order to speak with their family, they would have
in
to.
In Haiti.
They,
yeah.
Only one phone.
No, there is two, three boats.
Oh, you know, okay. That was the know, only
you
way.
You might go into boat one or boat two.
Okay, okay, like
boat
that.
Three, you know. To make sure when they reach your family,
mm-hmm.
they call you to talk to them.
You present. Oh, wow. That's powerful. I had no clue. Oh, wow. Those were some days, yeah? Oh. Pastor, tell me your experience here in the Bahamas for the last, how long have you been here staying here? Not in the ministry here, but how long have you been living in the country?
43 years
here in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Wow, you would be a citizen by now, am I correct?
Well.
43 years, that's a long time. Tell me your experience whilst you were living here in the Bahamas. Ki experience ou pendant ou la pou 43 ans, ki experience ou?
Bon, mwen fè.
As a pastor.
Mwen fè an pile experience. Fait expérience immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Fait expérience et la façon dont donc haïtiens rentrent ici. Fait expérience donc prison. Ça veut dire que visiter comme moi du déjà aller dans prison ou comment haïtiens traité. Aller donc dans camp donc et ensuite c'est alors que donc nous sentir que gagner y a nécessité pour que travail ça moua y ont seul monde va qu'à engager là
right
donc so toute expérience que me fait yo donc avec me fait expérience avec monde
mm-hmm.
Voyez fait expérience avec gouvernement bahamien one et tout ça en pile expérience.
Not toute expérience ça est-ce que gagne une qui t'est resté sous cœur was that because I know in every experience that you know you have in life it's always one that is more severe than the other one. One that actually stay with you for the rest of your life. You know, ki rete nan ke o. Eske gon experience ou ka pale nou la de li ou ka ban nou ti dialog ou edike nou de un experience ou te fe comme haïtien en nan aso Bahamas. Eske te toujou gen problème parce que m konnen immigration konnen se yon nan problème ki nou gen nan communauté haïtien kote ou di gen pile immigrant. M ka di immigrant. Kote ou di gen pile immigrant nan peyi a konnen ya. Est-ce que non là où tu es venu comment tu es payé avec haïtien?
Oui, qui t'aime ta dit ça clair. Tu es toujours gain haïtien.
Mhm. Wow.
Tu es toujours gain haïtien. Haïtien tu es toujours venu. Tu es toujours gain arrestation. Mais cependant presque donc non tant que moi t'ai vivre dans le passé et t'ai gagné en pile haïtien qui t'est venu c'est dans bateau yo t'est venu d'a passé bon cimetière là donc hier dans Cap and Road avec zami et puis m'ta
Spagnard
yeah et puis m'ta dit le comme ça que gagné un bâtiment qui était chaviré qui était péri yo te joine mon yo et te gagné un temps moi te donc enterré moi te campé moi te là au fait enterrement yo et 14 monde moi te enterré un seul jour.
This was what year was this? Was the Haitian embassy here at this time?
Yes.
At the time,
yes. Ça c'était après donc quoi c'était donc
92.
This was in the 80s, huh? 92, 93. Yes, alors problème non, c'est que Kounia automatiquement on haïtien est mort dans le passé dans bâtiment ça veut dire que c'est nous pour y reler et te gon l'autre et organisation te présidé sous lit tout c'était you c'était cab OK comité haïtien OK dans Nassau et donc nous te gagne donc charité Jules donc ça veut dire que nous te travaillons ensemble et puis donc les mounio donc mouri comme ça gagne donc chargé d'affaires Joseph donc et il était toujours relé nous faut relé nous pour que
Joseph what's his first name
yeah no
ça bon Joseph yeah moi était venu dernière fois
non c'est pas lui même okay, c'est on l'autre
okay,
bah quoi côté con
donc in the 80s yeah. Wow.
Donc moi quelque donc là au cap donc pour ou devant tout le monde ça pour donc t'es sûr ou en après l'autre donc so, ça c'est une grosse expérience.
Right.
Et ensuite donc et n'entend ça tout et donc pas de gain pile haïtien qui était les samedi avion pas tellement donc fréquenté pas de beaucoup gagner gens d'avion ça yo donc cap monter descendre donc madame sénatrice Tiolès et puis l'autre etc etc.
At that time qui avion qui était là.
Pour yon moun vini ici et donc ce soit ou vini nan boat ou bien sou gen visa américain ou passer par Miami. Ouais, mais wout la pat poko louvi pour ti avion. Ouais. Donc avait dire que tout alors konya ouais donc tout moun konya donc c'est Tiolves, Bahamaser, Madame Sénatrice, donc t'es gain Marie, Julie, donc ça veut dire qu'on ça dans le passé, y était là, y était qu'on a fait transaction fini tout, mais donc avant pas de gain ça.
Pas de gain ça avant. You said m'pak wè m'te gain année à bien. Où dit année le crusade là pour Selena Pendling? Qui année ça a été? In the 80s or in the 90s?
Non, 97.
Oh, that was in the 90s. Okay, yeah, just to make sure. Yeah. Because when it parfois somebody, you know, the 97, I know it is in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, Pastor, you've experienced a lot.
Yeah,
ou ka ekri yon liv, poutan ou fè isi.
Map travay sou sa.
Ou mèmè, sa se yon bon bagay. Because mga di yon jan, sa se yon bagay ou getan edike, mou pat konè, lontan se kon sa pou moun yo tale, pou yo komunike avèk fami pa yo ki a ite. So, lò di mse nan bati man ya itan, that is, wow, mwen me kalite bagay sa yo kote ma pren, mba konè sou chanje, mwen kwa mte fè yon emisyon avèk Smith, ton mèm jan avèk sa, kote mta vje yisha, mwen telman mwen me le gran moun, ou chita pa la gamone abdouti histoire bagay ki te fait longtemps ça ouvert cerveau because you connait pas là so il bien gens et du coup a qui prépare pour en pile bagay tout pour dire wow regarde comment temps a changé you know look what we've come through like you know it has changed a lot tremendously.
Oh oui y a pile bagay donc ça veut dire que changer des femmes dans communauté ça
a lot
que haïtien que by me
Haitian and Bahamian community, yeah. Both communities, you've seen and witnessed a whole lot. So right now, Pastor, what do you do now? You just oversee what the Pastor League Association is doing, like you said, because you are the founder of that association. Am I correct?
Yes.
You just oversee Salafé and UHAB. Are you a part of UHAB as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I am a part of UHAB, but like I told Michael, I need to be more present in the work that UHAB is doing because I love the work that UHAB is doing, but I am a member of UHAB also. Yeah. So, ki conseil, because nou gen to generation bemeyo, who's, you know, some of them are not listening to their parents and is going astray and not, contributing to the country in a positive way. When I said that, I'm talking about those who are in gang members, those who are, you know, maybe taking the road to pick up a gun and, you know, those sorts of things, kind of robbing and killing and all those things. What advice would advice would you say to them? Ki conseil ke ou kabay yo pou di jeune yo ki look up to you?
Well, te gagne donc yon réunion avec plusieurs donc et la police. Yo te dim ça, yo te dim que pasteur ça c'est dernier côté pour encourager jeune yo pour yo pas arriver. C'est force.
You advise them not to try take the road.
Yeah. Because this is the last push. I think church, parents, and also, you know, we can leave everything in the government hand.
That is so true.
The parents has their own responsibility.
Yes.
From the beginning and to the end. The church has a responsibility. The leaders at the community not only encourage the young people to come into the church, to their church, but also they're supposed to have a message for them. A message of transformation. And also, because if the society is sick, the family sick, the church sick, the community at large has a problem.
Right.
So, reason why the church has a responsibility to encourage.
Okay. Many persons think that the church are not helping as much as they ought to help. What do you say about that?
That depends. What church you
that's right to. That's true, because I've never had that experience before. I would say I'm blessed growing up here. You know, the church doors has always been open for me. I could say it was a lot of times that I went to Pastor Nelson Pierre, who's at Metropolitan Church on East Street.
And my friend,
yeah,
we work together,
yeah, and his wife, who I love dearly, which is a mother to me, my Pastor Julia Pierre. And, you know,
she was at my church.
Yeah, she was?
I was married then.
Okay, wow, Pastor. And so, you know, and I also have Pastor Antoine Saint-Louis, who is the senior pastor at Victory Chapel. So I've always had persons, their door has always been open no matter what time I call, and I do have yourself, but you know, they've always been there, so the experience has always been different. So I, like you said, it depends on which church you go to. Ça vraiment vrai, c'est l'église ou aller ou qu'a dit pasteur a pas assister ou pas perdre, mais gain de l'église, pasteur toujours présent, portail toujours présent, il est là pour y aider toute membre, toute communauté, vraiment.
Ça, you know, gain donc génial, vraiment non pas seulement donc là pour assister yo, mais nous là pour nous contribuer aussi dans l'éducation. Pour encourager ou pour y arrêter l'école. Pour que yo pas mettez main yo, yo gon série de amis pour yo pas faire. Parce que si nous pas ba yo advice. Façon que yo pour yo vivre, gagner monde, yo doit rester loin de yo.
Right.
Et yo doit focus sur l'éducation. Moi je crois que ça c'est yon nan bagay donc et puis gagne un docteur yo pas comme moi, pas besoin de rentrer trop fond dans ça. Donc, les jeunes, au lieu que vous fréquentez l'église, tout, vous gardez l'église très mal parce que vous êtes déjà donc corrompu.
Mm-hmm. They're very corrupt.
Avec yes. L'autre mauvais ami. Ouais. Mm-hmm. Donc, so, mais jusqu'à présent, d'après tout témoignage que j'ai gagné, donc, et puis l'autre bagaille que je l'ai encouragé, donc ça veut dire que, et pas ça et tout, là, il y a un monde qui a un cheveu, reste à venir l'église, pour ne pas repousser le monde.
That's right.
Pour ne pas repousser le monde comme un loup-garou, donc ça veut dire que, donc, parce que, moi-même, il y a plusieurs qui ont vu l'église, moi, il y a plusieurs qui, et l'église là, qui fait l'église à l'église. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Mais là, on m'a parlé avec eux, donc là, avancé, moi, je disais, moi, je suis seul qui a un droit à ma tête là. Ma tête, je joue avec eux, je m'encourage. Je me fais ressentir que je pas un autre monde. Il y a quelque chose à dire. Et puis, ils ont tant comme ça, et puis, là, regardez, ouais, donc ça veut dire que ils ont retiré les cheveux, et puis, donc, bon. Encourager je n'ai pas seulement donc jour ni sera ça ni donc bagay mais qui ça ou fait qui se fait dans la vie mon ça vous voyez
cuz I don't think your parents supposed to matter in that kind of way you correct is a lot of people that go to the church and when they see they have locks and they are rough and they tend to treat them differently that should not matter because at the end of the day we are all God's children. And you have a lot of persons who have locks and so on and so on. They are Christians.
Oui, mais donc ça que nous reconnaître pour que donc,
and they need to say they need to get saved.
Yeah, donc yon bagay d'après expérience ministérielle moi, capable de réaliser que. Lok moun nan gen nan tèt li avèk je vèl pa fè de li yon mouvè moun pou sa.
That's right. That is so true.
Ouan? Et pou sèt rezon, donc sa vè di ok, si ou bay moun nan chans pou l'rentre, donc nan l'église la, pa fò rete wapè, donc fè un sel bagay. Wap di, donc moun sa, donc pou ou, donc se selman moun ki devan ou lan ki gen bon coiffure puis qui gagne bon tias c'est lui même qui bon monde qui gagne l'oc dans tête li avant bon monde mais cependant donc c'est pas la bible qui dit ça parce que pas bon dieu pas cali que mon nom excepté mon nom ta posons acte devant qui prouve que li c'est un mauvais monde ouais donc c'est pour cette raison donc la bible dit quittez au vini qui n'a qui ça mot ça veut dire
Let them come.
Wow. You speak clear, bro. Quitte au vini, et puis, donc, Jean Réa, et Saint-Esprit capable de convaincre et prendre contrôle de la vie.
Right, because I agree, we trying to save souls. So I don't think it matters the parents of the person. Once they come to you, that means they want to get closer to God. And they realize what they're doing. So they want to repent. So therefore, I don't think that matters. Their parents, like you said.
Et c'est pas premier jour mon nan vini. Pour comprendre que la vini, la repenti. Li capable donc et quitter le vini et quitter le persévérer. Et puis bon Dieu, Saint-Esprit a travaillé dans cœur li et puis jusqu'à ce qu'elle capable prendre une décision. C'est pas pousser pour nous pousser yo. C'est pas repousser pour nous repousser, mais quitter ou venir.
Mm-hmm.
Quitter ou venir, ok?
Right, let them come as they are. Pastor, in your days, pour jeune moun yo, est-ce que gen un côté vraiment vrai, ou dit qu'on sa gen l'église y aller, qui pas, ou comprenne, ça dépend de l'église. But est-ce que gen, because I know the youth program, we have a lot of, I shouldn't even ask that, because we do have a lot of youth pastors in the community who is helping those young people who may need some kind of assistance. Am I correct? in the community, right? Again, Pastor Kiyonwe, Pastor Michael, again, Lord Pastor Mkwe, Pastor Simeon, Fuito Simeon, tout jeune pasteur sa yo Mkwe yo la pou jeune yo, pas vrai? So, est-ce que ka, si yon moun ta mando wel, ki moun yo ka genye comme confiance pou yo parle avec un jeune dans l'église yo?
Bon, nous travaillons ni avec Pasteur Fruto, nous travaillons ni avec Pasteur Michael. Et il y a un programme et donc il organisé pour jeunes chaque année. Et programme ça donc nous fait sûr que jeunes New Mission toujours participer. Donc ensuite Pasteur Michael, les semaines qui travaille avec nous longtemps non? Croisade internationale. Donc, côté donc lycée maestro, donc pour les jeunes, vous voyez? Ça veut dire que les jeunes communautés a gagné, donc bonne relation avec Pasteur Michael.
Pastor Sao Simon came on, you know, they actually my brothers. We work together a lot and we work together all the time. So Simon kwena yo Simon konnen ki kon fè bon travay nan communautaire. C'est ça que fait du ça parce que m'konnen son bagay m'konnen. Pou dou konnen parfois besoin comme tête pour assurer ça parce que m'ka di ça yo même yo pa kwenn nan moi. Est-ce que comprend but Lord di ça comme assurance they will understand that we have young pastors. So if you feel shy and you feel like Pastor Shayla is, you're like, oh, this old man might not understand me. I need a younger pastor, you know, which is everybody understand. You understand everybody, I would say. Excuse me. You understand everybody. And so, you can be a pastor who is young, who can pense qui gain experience, you be a connia, automatically, Pastor Fuito Simeon or Pastor Michael telling us, so you know, Pastor Sayo, you mem you can yo ka contacter parce que ça est toujours valable dans l'église Victoire Chapel et qui ka aide c'est pas vrai dans l'église pour là ou gen jeune pasteur tout
oui qui valable well gen pasteur Wilfred Pierre et nous gagnons donc
dans New Mission
oui New Mission et nous gagnons donc pasteur Fidney et ensuite nous gagnons donc et en jeune yon jeune dame qui vice-président, vice-président of the youth, c'est Paula Hiller. You know, she's very sharp.
Very good. She's going faster.
Et yon travaille ensemble.
Right.
Mais en même temps, tout m'a dit clairement, excusez-moi, donc moi, gagne un conseil pour jeune yo jusqu'à on l'autre 50 ans encore.
Oui, même, yeah. By God's grace, you'll be in good health. I'm looking forward to that. And another 50 years, you'll have.
I haven't waited for them.
Yeah. Yes, Pastor, I agree with you. By God's grace, I pray that you have good health to stay in the community and assist and help those who are in need. Okay, you are guys still tuned? You still tune in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. I'm your host, Lady T. We will be right back after this break. Community Haïtien, rete branché là, pas retiré.
Si, et puis chita, s'il vous plaît. Y'a prélé pour radiographie. C'est ça qui fait rele Saltan. Ou pas gen problème dans Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image at Grosvenor's, nous pas jamais faire plusieurs rendez-vous résultat. Ça veut dire entrée sorti. Si test depuis stage montré écran, radiologue nous ka kondi alternatif test dépistage ça. Kounya la même. Ou bien rele nous dans 328 81 57 pour faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien rele nous dans 328 81 57 faire rendez-vous à Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, image à Grosvenor, ou bien visiter location nous Kamakelod Chodia.
Bahamas, are you ready? Keep the vibe alive. Music group along with Alpha Sounds present the best of the best, raking straight Pipe Explosion Reloaded. This is the biggest one-day all Bahamian concert of the year. Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby, Mama D, Fan Sean, Shine 242, The Falcons, and more. Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack locations. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Skypods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Mass. Rake and Scrape Explosion Reloaded.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
The Nassau Guardian has delivered news and views that matter since 1844. Now, the Nassau Guardian app is available at your fingertips. Download it at Google Play or the App Store. Get the best in news and commentary from the most trusted newspaper in the country with the Nassau Guardian app.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio. Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us. Those who are just tuned in, stay locked in. Do not move the button a step. Et bienvenue tout auditeur auditrice communauté haïtienne qui fréquente sous Guardian 96.9 FM. Avec animatrice communauté haïtienne Lady T et moi gagné papa communauté haïtien avec nous qui c'est pasteur nous premier pasteur nous dans pays qui c'est pasteur Chérélis tout le monde connaît et tout le monde est respecté c'est un plaisir moi pour Lila avec dans radio parce que me tant dire tout connaît émission radio ça c'est pour communauté haïtienne lié c'est pour tout pasteur là yo gen là pour faire réclame yo convention maga fait dans l'église yo crusade or something c'est là pour yo venir pour yo faire réclame là c'est pas vrai pasteur
oui ça c'est vrai ça c'est vrai porte toujours l'ouvre
porte toujours l'ouvre
OK
moi ou gen un pasteur avec ou là dans radio est-ce que vous voulez introduire
Oui, il est capable d'introduire lui en français, il est sorti à Haïti.
Oh, yeah?
Il est capable d'accueillir.
Ou quand vous parlez avec la communauté haïtienne, non, c'est...
Bon, je salue la présentatrice là, dans belle émission ça, à nous parler ensemble, c'est
oui,
ça?
Oui, oui.
Donc, c'est un plaisir pour moi, pour que je sois capable d'assister Bishop Chérélis dans l'intervention qu'il a fait, très belle intervention. Alors, non, moi, c'est pasteur Frédéric Silmé. Nous sommes à Haïti, nous dépassages dans la communauté haïtienne dans la Bahamas, sous leadership pasteur Chérélis. Alors, donc, c'est un plaisir pour moi aujourd'hui pour me participer et assister, c'est-à-dire avec belle interview ça que vous avez fait avec bishop là.
OK, merci en pile nous bien content d'être qu'on va venir dans radio. Est-ce que vous sortez Haïti qui l'église ou dirige Haïti? Church that you came from.
Haïti moi dirige l'église Pentecostal Uni.
Mm-hmm.
Elle est située dans Bizoton 53 Wood Carrefour. Là au sorti Port-au-Prince.
Mm.
Au monté, passer Fontamara,
mm-hmm.
passer Matisson d'abord,
mm-hmm.
passer Fontamara, et puis après Fontamara, je ne dis
pas.
En face, marine haïtienne.
Ok, combien de temps vous même vous avez dans le ministère?
Ah, donc, moi, à pastorer l'église là depuis en 1987 comme pasteur.
Mm-hmm.
Alors, bien entendu, avant moi-même, j'étais pasteur chez Elis.
Really? Pastor Cherylis, that's where you came from? Really? You didn't tell me that.
Alors, moi grandi en bas ministère.
Mm-hmm. Tout le monde grandit en bas ministère. It's crazy, right? Everybody grew up and they need him, right? Wow. So, est-ce qu'on content? It's a first time here?
Moi content en pile pour que moi capable ici ensemble avec lui pour me dépasser ces jours-là. Donc voilà que nous arrivons presque dans un jour pour nous déplacer, pour nous retourner à Haïti, pour nous continuer à travailler en dedans ministère.
Est-ce que tu es venu because of new mission crusade or you just came?
Il était venir dans l'heure croisade là.
Right.
Mais il pas de chance venir dans l'heure là, c'est après.
Oh, après il venu. OK. Yeah.
OK. Okay.
Well, it's a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Nous content parce que nous avons une radio émission à nous parler ensemble avec Radio Guardian 89.
C'est un plaisir pour moi.
C'est un plaisir. Nous t'avons souhaité l'autre fois vous visiter parce que en bas Bishop là, c'est Bishop là qui porte. Nous connaissons l'autre là. You will bring him again to visit. Mm-hmm. But that was the church that you originally went to when you was in Haiti.
Yeah. He was a young boy.
I could imagine that's over 40 plus years, right?
He was a young boy when you know, my friend, Branzorelli.
Mm-hmm. Used to pull his ears and stuff. He was a baby at that time. He was a young boy.
He is my baby, even a big man, but he is my baby.
He grew up and you grew him up. You grew him up underneath you and grew him to become a pastor.
Yeah, and also I'm so proud of that.
Him.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. Because he's not give up. He follow my step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know.
He's doing the work of the Lord.
Excuse me.
Yes,
Sometimes I speak like a military.
Yes, I see that.
You see that?
I see that. I'm used to you already.
So, you know, when I talk, I want to make sure you know everybody understand.
Right.
I speak like a man.
Yes, I agree.
So I give God thanks. He's stay in the ministry. You know, he grew my ministry. So today, you know, when I back to Haiti, you know, when I stop by this church, you know, he's the one.
The church you grew up in before you came here.
Yeah, you know.
And when you came here, I know New Mission is the church that you are now the senior pastor of. Was there any church that you started from first?
I was at Emmaus Baptist as a first station. I was pastoring, you know, for 7 years. After 7 years, I started the church in Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah. After Miami, I started church in Trejiki.
In Abaco?
Abaco.
Mm-hmm. So you were in the church in Miami for how long?
Huh?
How long were you?
Just, you know, start the church and put someone there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But I always supervise it.
The church. And it's still there, am I correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and start the church in Marshall Bar and start church in here, Palm Beach Street, go back to Haiti, you know, start church, New Mission in Haiti. I never talk about the church in Haiti because we have 27 church in Haiti,
and then your mission.
27 churches?
Yeah.
In Haiti, different?
Same. New mission.
All new mission. Mm-hmm. But I would say in different locations, right?
Different location. And also, and we have 12 schools.
12 schools too? And the new mission?
We had two orphanage.
Oh, wow.
And one in Northwest, Port-au-Prince. Mm-hmm. But the first one, it was in Port-au-Prince, you know, gang brought us out.
Wow.
So, but we still...
Yeah, Port-au-Prince is I've been following it, starting to catch back. I don't know, catch itself, I don't know.
You've been there before?
I've been following it on the news.
No. Did you been there before?
In Haiti? Yeah, I've been to Haiti before. But in Port-au-Prince? Yeah, in Port-au-Prince now, it's starting to catch itself back.
Well, that's my prayer.
Yeah.
It's hard for Port-au-Prince. It's very hard now.
So do you happen to, because you have all these schools, who help you? Who support the schools? Do you have an organization?
Well, organization, you know, Mission Discovery.
Mission Discovery.
Yeah.
So if somebody would like to donate clothes, you take clothes, water, anything?
I took everything. I always ask for donation, you know, at the community.
So if somebody is interested in donating, because you said you have 12 churches, you have 12 schools, and you have, you know, places where children stay that don't have a home.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have we build a big, you know, for the orphanage. Mm-hmm. We have a home, and we have one now for the girls, where we have two separate girl and boys.
Right.
You know,
correct, because they shouldn't be together. So you have them separated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. But if somebody is interested in donating, because it is a nonprofit organization and you are helping all of those children that are in need, I love the work that you're doing, Pastor. You know, it's a lot of children lost their parents from gang violence in Haiti and mm-hmm. has no home. And I'm sure because of the poverty that's in Haiti, they definitely don't have no homes, because you even have some children that have parents and the parents can't even afford to take care of them because there is no job, nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Am I correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you keep those children and you take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a number whilst you're on the radio now? Because I'm loving those kind of things I love, you know. So do you have a phone number now you would like to send out if somebody's interested in, you know, donating water, food, clothes, anything? Clothing.
Well,
for children?
We have a number.
You can give it whilst you're on air, because you never know who's listening, who may have some clothes that they, you know, that they, some children clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adults clothes as well?
Yes.
Adults and children.
To those who's working with the kids.
Yeah, so you may have some persons who may be listening who wants to donate, because it is a nonprofit organization and you are definitely doing the work of God and helping those in need. So if they want to donate, you can give them a number where they can donate water, they can donate clothing, you could take, you know, stuff such as toothpaste and...
Whatever
they have, mm-hmm. you would take.
And also... I'm looking for partners.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You want to be my partner?
To be in the organization.
Yeah.
I think that is something that I would definitely be interested in. I can talk to you further after the show, because I love those kind of things. You know, anything that can help others, not only children, but children is actually my number one thing. I just have a love for children like I've never seen. So, you know, to see a child is suffering and hungry and lack of water, that is something totally different, right?
My dear, and another time outside the show, we will talk and show you what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, the photo I have in my phone.
The photos and stuff, yeah. And the children.
The phone is 455-6071.
Okay, 455-6071.
Yes.
So is anybody, all those who are listening, if you have any clothes, anything that you would like to give away, whatever it may be, we can use it. to help our brothers and sisters who definitely in need.
Yes, thank you.
We love the work that you're doing, Pastor. I never knew you had this nonprofit organization. That's something, yeah. I guess the more you talk to somebody, the more you get to know who they really are. And that's why you never judge a book by its cover, right?
Well, yeah, because, you know, we came from Haiti, you know. We can't forget, you know.
No, you cannot. You cannot forget, definitely. You cannot forget where you're from, and I think that is a beautiful thing that you're doing. I would say that, too, to say you have some children here and all that are in need of help, some that parents were taking from, you know, who was not, you know, who was here illegal. You have some parents who was here illegal, and they leave their kids here. And, you know, because the kids were born here and they maybe have a status to be here, they may need help also. I don't know. In that case, normally send the kids. But I know in a lot of cases when the parents are illegal, they send the kids with the parents. I don't think the kids stay here, but I'm just trying to figure. But we do have kids that are in need of assistance, especially some from the shanty towns. That are in need of help, so that's a beautiful thing, Pastor. Continue.
Well, and we have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And reason why, you know, in your area, right, if you find some case, you could call me.
Right.
Where I can put my hand.
Right.
I will help.
That's right. I have one last question for you, right? Do you feel any way with the government for demolishing the shanty homes? What are your thoughts when it comes to that? Do you have any feelings when it comes to that? How do you feel about the demolishing of the shanty towns?
And Lady, I'm not put my hand too deep on that.
No way.
Because I was fight so hard with other brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the prime minister, sit with the prime minister, sit with minister of labor, they sit on with the PS, have a meeting all day, meet this guy. I was fight too hard on that.
Right.
Reason why I'm taking a pause. Because, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, my brothers and sisters not understand.
Right.
How someone fight for them, you know. But when they are not understand, for them you never do nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know,
them.
As you said before, you know.
That's them.
But something you might, you know, but in the newspaper, something you might say in the radio or TV, but something, mm-hmm. sometimes you have to keep something for yourself.
That's true.
You know, also
talk some and you
say think some.
But I went to the shanty homes. I would think would have been last month. Was it last month? Yeah, it was last month. Some of them, Pastor, the way they are living is definitely not healthy. In some shanty towns, the one that I went to, it wasn't, and I know the government had already marked it to demolish it. I'm sure by now it's already demolished because I think I saw in the news where it was, because you know they have an ongoing exercise when it comes to that, and there were garbage all over the place, where the children are. It was very, very much unhealthy when it comes to their health.
You know, Lady, I always told my church, if you live under the tree, make sure the tree clean around the tree.
Right.
Make a small table and anybody can come in to question you why you live under the tree. Because the tree, around the tree, is look clean. And I'm not pleased the way the people, you know, act in the yard.
No, I agree. I'm not either. And I'm not either. I'm definitely not up for it. As I mentioned, I went there. It was very, very filthy and dirty. I even met with a few of them, and I told them, because, you know, sometimes I don't think they really understand the reason. And I met and I told them, I said, the reason you're moving is because, you know, you build on a place that you're not supposed to build on, that has no paper, nothing. It's illegal to do so. And, you know, I had to talk to them. I was there for like an hour and a half or so. And I sat them down and I spoke to them. But when I went there, I'm telling you, the dirt was all over the place. Very, very dirty, very filthy. And I had to ask them, I said, you want your children to grow up in this kind of state? I said, look at the garbage all over the place.
You know what I did at Table Blanche? I was...
You went to Table Blanche?
Yeah.
I think that's the same place I went.
I was
of Gladstone.
I was at Table Blanche before there was demolish the house. I pay when I saw
the garbage.
I pay $2,500.
The tractor to remove all of the garbage. Wow, Pastor.
And buy the fill to put there. And I put the tent there to make, you know, people educate the people in the area.
Wow.
You know, the people on the night time, they have a garbage. Even I put the tent, I make a program, social program for them. The people, I invite people come into a mission from New York, from Florida. We sit down on the tent and to make sure, you know, we make a massive distribution. December, I make a party for them.
Right.
And talk to them. Reason why I told you I'm not put my hand too deep on
I
that.
I agree. You already did your job.
The government complained.
As they should. They have every right to do so.
They complain. You know, vieux machine.
All type of old cars. Yes, dirt. The scent.
You know, so. And, well.
Paske jan moun yo te reprezante teta yo nan Shantytown yo. Si Shantytown yo te prop, ou pat gen sent lot ale, maybe ou te ka rezon avek moun yo pou yo. But lor yive you see how they are and the way they live, and of course.
You can't even.
I heard that.
A fait commerce and
yes, yes.
Tout bagay tout so. I think.
You think the government is doing a pretty good job, right? When it comes to that.
Listen. The minister doing his job, not a pretty good job. He do his job.
Mm-hmm.
Because everywhere you go, you must respect the law.
I agree. The law is the law, and you're supposed to abide by the law.
So
the rules and the regulations, that's my talk.
Now, I can't say the minister is wrong. I can't say he's right. There is two parties.
Mm-hmm.
There is a minister. There is a people.
Right.
Who's wrong? Who's wrong? I'm not for the accusation.
Right.
No one.
But the law is the law, and the people must abide by the law, Pastor.
Yes. Only thing I say, I'm not blame the minister, I'm not blame the people. I'm a pastor, but I'm in position
right
to respect the law. You know, while I am here, you know, I have a doctor in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I graduate as a bachelor mm-hmm. in law.
Right.
I took a bachelor
mm-hmm.
in law.
In law?
Yeah.
With a bachelor in law? Oh, wow. Doctorate in ministry and a bachelor in law. Very impressive.
I received my doctor as a sociologue.
Mm-hmm.
So there is so many things in my head. If I am a doctor, I'm a bishop, I'm a, you know, I have all kind of degree in my hand and plug in my head.
Right.
I have to know.
What to do, what to say. I agree.
Okay.
Pastor,
yeah.
I got you. I totally agree with you, Pastor. Is there anything else you would like to say? Because, you know, with every good thing, the show is coming to an end. Is there anything you would like to tell the Haitian community, the Bahamian community at large, everybody who's tuned in?
Well, really, first of all, I'd like to say thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
To invite me here for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to come in with Robert here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not on your show.
No.
And also, I'm so happy, you know, to be with you. And I congratulate you for the good job you're doing for Asian community and Bahamian, you know, society in large.
Thank you, Pastor. So,
what I, my last word to encourage the Haitian people who live here
to,
to recognize this country as a law.
Biden country.
Someone might not agree with me.
No, nobody always.
You know, whatever way you live. You live in the big house, there is a law. You live in the small house, there is a law.
So true.
You drive in the big car, there is a law. You drive in a bicycle, there is a law. What that mean? Everybody must respect the laws.
Pastor, not everything you said everybody's going to agree with, but at the end of the day, it is the truth. And that's all that matters.
Thank you. So I invite everybody to our 37 New Mission anniversary. From today until Sunday the 6th at 3:30 p.m. Come, let me see you.
Let us worship together.
Come to worship for the glory of the Almighty God.
Pastor, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having. Have a blessed Sunday. Be safe, everybody.
God bless you.